The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI 1110 AM.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 Honda Highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well. 340 Honda Highway friend. In
advice.
A huge selection, sports nutrition, herbs, proteins, and vitamins. Health foods, organic, grocery too. All at Alive and Well. Super great price, the best advice. You'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Have we got a show for you today. So listen up. Scoot your ear closer to the radio, whatever it might be, and whether it's your phone or whatever. But we're going to start here with a wonderful show on how you can be naturally healthy. Unbelievable. Naturally healthy. That's what you're designed to be.
We're nutrition specialists with over 40 years' experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy and such grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului, where you have the broad spectrum of all kinds of wonderful formulations, organic combinations of nutrients and herbs, etc., proteins, all of it over there, and greatest prices. You share that with us all the time, and right there, hand in hand with us, in the lovely air conditioned and cool and marble tables and all that, is the Broth Cafe. Remember, broad spectrum broth. I've said that before, but I say it again. Broth is not just a soup that we share. It's organic and wonderful across the boards, whether you're vegan, vegetarian, non-vegetarian, you want organic meats, you want our wild fish, all of that is available with gorgeous vegetables. We are so grateful for the local, certified local organic Maui farmers. Every day we get the organic, magnificent produce brought in and the high concentration juices that we're able to do there out of that. And in addition, all those beautiful vegetables are in all of our dishes. It's really terrific.
Broad spectrum broth.
Broad spectrum.
You got it.
Isn't it
wonderful? We're not talking about watered down soup here, folks.
No.
We're talking about super nutrition, delicioso.
Delicious, as that's it also. And you know, dear, we've talked so often about the vortex water, the high oxygenation and the magnificent water.
And hydrogenation. Like,
and hydrogenation.
Don't forget, hydrogen is part of water. Really? It's oxygen and hydrogen.
I know that. I learned that when I was just a kid.
That's why they call it
H2O.
Oh.
I know that. I learned that in school
one
when I was so...
One part hydrogen and two parts of, oxygen.
And remember, don't forget, and you can never forget the Nobel Prize winner, Otto Warburg, right? That learned about in 1938, this doctor, Dr. Otto Warburg, Nobel Prize in Medicine, for the realization that in a basic oxygen-rich milieu, hardly a disease, not even cancer, can arise. That's often been proven, that cancer cells can't exist in an oxygen-rich milieu. Sugar is what feeds them. Okay,
feeds
not the,
what?
The cancer cells.
Absolutely.
Not
and the chronic
is
inflammation.
The
all diseases.
That's right.
Because they neutralize the oxygen and the hydrogen.
That's exactly
okay.
Right. Do you know, I had this week, and I'd love to hear this. I was just walking by, and a lady was filling her jug with the magnificent vortex water at Alive and Well. She says, I have to tell you this. I can't tell you how grateful I am, my family is, about the vortex water. I said, yes, dear.
Oh, beautiful.
So are we. But she said, but you know who else is really grateful, and they show this every day? She said, my pets. My P-E-T-S, her little doggies, her little cats, whatever her pets are, I didn't question. But her cats, she says, they love this water. They never love water so much as they love the vortex water. They slurp it up, and they're happy, and they love its deliciousness. And she said, and my plants, too. I said, we've often
talked about how
plants thrive. You know, we have many testimonials about plants really sucking
this stuff up.
That's really terrific. And I love that. that feeling of, like you always talk about, the crystallization, the bubbly foam, like in the Himalayan mountains, if you were up there at the top of
the Maui waterfall, a rushing Maui stream up in the mountains, and as it comes cascading down the side of the mountain, it is. Those hydrogen and oxygen molecules are banging around, making really, really vibrant water. And that's what you get at Alive and Well.
Don't have
the beautiful landscape at Alive and Well, but we do have the gorgeous water, which tastes phenomenal.
Absolutely. And, you know, again, let us start by saying that Dennis and I are not doctors. We don't pretend to be doctors. We don't put people on medications or take them off. Doctor's area, strictly nutritional educators, giving people wonderful and proven clinical information about what doctors, whether they're holistic or non-holistic, what they have learned about nutrients in clinical trials, and we quote the trials as we're doing right now. That's all we are. But so a wonderful young lady, and oh, I don't know, maybe very pretty, 20s, 30s, whatever, she said, I have to tell you, she said she had a serious lung congestion condition. I'm sure you might have spoken to her, dear.
I know that scene very well.
And she said there was no need for the surgery that was imminent. She said when she took the Alive and Well NAC, N-acetylcysteine, there was no need for the surgery. She said it's been just a complete miracle.
Well, it was a miracle for me. Maybe you're tired of hearing the anecdote, but I had chronic lung conditions from the minute I was born. And as an infant, the doctor who delivered me, bless his heart, it's a small town of 4,000 people, almost like a country doctor scenario. He spent, get this, the dedication of this human being, this doctor. I couldn't breathe. I was wheezing and gasping, and my parents were screaming and hollering, and there was no 911 in those days. There was no emergency ambulance service. The hospital was 10, 12 miles away. And so this doctor, you know, he gets up at what ungodly hour of the morning, goes to the hospital, makes his rounds to see his patients in the hospital, which was 10 or 12 miles away. And then he drives to his office, and he's there until 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And then he packs his little black doctor's bag and comes over to the Joneses' house, where he finds his little snot-nosed kid trying to die. And he sits by the bedside all night long, three nights in a row, to make sure that I make it through the night, okay? Well, I had all kinds of lung problems from the moment of birth until all through my teenage years. I had chronic lung infections and led to my kidney infections and led to all other kinds of things. Anyhow, I went to a doctor for a checkup, and this was in my early 50s, and he said, you know, your lungs, the x-rays on your lungs don't show very healthy lungs. You see all these black spots on the x-ray, and they were there, many black spots. And between the black spots was a lot of red inflamed tissue. And he said, that's emphysema. That's chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. That's incurable. What you have to do is take drugs so that you don't suffocate, so your lungs don't give out. I said, well, thank you very much. I don't think I'll do that. And I was taking vitamin C with quercetin at the time. And I added the NAC, which is an amino acid, which is renowned for liver and lungs and kidneys,
exactly,
and sinuses.
Mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And I did that for a year. And then I went back for a checkup, follow-up. And he said, what have you been doing? I said, I don't know. And he said, well, here's last year's x-rays with all the inflammation and the chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. He says, and here's today's x-rays. There's no evidence of any condition.
That's right. It was
no
all
black,
normal. I remember he said that, right, dear?
There was no black spots. There was no inflamed tissue. And I noticed that I was breathing much easier. I did notice that. And all the things I went through as a teenager growing up with being unable to breathe, and all the, as a young adult, as a kid, it was done away with the natural nutrient,
isn't that
which
wonderful?
Rebuilds the liver and the lungs and helps produce glutathione, which is a major antioxidant.
It's the major producer of glutathione.
Anti-inflammatory.
That fights all free radical damage. And NAC has been linked with a zillion benefits in addition to detoxification from even radiation or other things like that.
And I still take at least one a day.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's wonderful.
It's wonderful. Well, we have some news come out here, and I'm quoting doctors and end quotes doctors, and this is Frank Schellenberger, MD, famous doctor, and he's talking about the prostate enemy, number one, and he says it's not testosterone, estrogen, or DHT. He's saying if you still have urinary problems, poor sleep, dwindling sex drive, you have to know this. And he goes on that he talks about here. Okay. He's talking about it's something that sneaks up on men, especially after age 50. You may not even have noticed it, but it could be triggering a host of health issues, including a swollen prostate. So what is this hidden culprit? It's visceral fat, he says underlined. Visceral fat.
Where do we
the
find
kind of fat,
where do we find visceral fat?
Just like he says, the kind of fat that hides underneath your stomach muscles and gathers around your internal organs. That's because, he says, this deep belly fat acts like a separate organ in your body. It's metabolically active. It squirts out a cocktail of chemicals and hormones that are absolute disaster for your prostate.
Oh, mama.
Now, that's an interesting thing. I'm touching on one more. Researchers found that this visceral fat engulfs your prostate gland, which triggers inflammation of the prostate.
Inflammation.
And that's, but it's that visceral fat and the things that you get. And interesting, dear, because, you know, we've often talked about this, and we have the Alive and Well green coffee bean extract. And he says green coffee beans are the raw coffee beans that have not been roasted. They're not roasted, and these beans have more of a potent antioxidant called chlorogenic acid. Did I pronounce that correctly?
Sounds terrific to my ear. That's one fantastic.
He says the chlorogenic acid in green coffee beans fights the metabolic factors that cause your prostate to grow. In both animal and human studies, this chlorogenic acid helps regulate blood pressure, manage cholesterol, and even helps keep your blood sugar in the healthy range. Green coffee bean extracts also help you lose weight. We've told people that.
Yeah.
And we have that there.
Along with berberine.
And all that. But in, look at all this benefit you're getting.
Absolutely.
They reduce your absorption of fat and glucose, sugar, in your gut and help balance insulin. And these green coffee bean extracts are packed with other antioxidants that boost your defenses. They scavenge free radicals, prevent them from forming. Studies have shown that these green coffee bean extracts slow the growth of a swollen prostate that's triggered by testosterone and other hormones. Not only that, listen to this. A huge meta-analysis of 16 medical studies. That's a zillion people.
Big time, yeah.
1 million men shows that these compounds in the coffee bean extract help lower your risk of abnormal cell growth in your prostate. All told, says the doctor, nearly 100 different studies show that this green coffee bean improves the metabolic factors that trigger a swollen prostate. Isn't that interesting?
That's fantastic.
Yeah,
remarkable.
And you know what you've often talked about, dear?
But again, this just shows you the natural substances. We are of this earth. We are not of man-made synthetic chemicals. And when you use the natural substances provided by the earth in unchemicalized farming, in natural surroundings, those natural substances help so many different aspects of one's health, of the creation of new life in every cell. It's phenomenal.
It's phenomenal. And, you know, one of your little loving friends, you love this, and this is great. And this is, again, Schellenberger going on and talking about...
What is the name of this loving friend?
The name of it is lycopene. It's not a female.
I thought you were going to start talking about Janet.
No, I'm
again.
Glad it wasn't something I was going to have to find as you know. I would be in competition with her. No, I'm not in competition with lycopene. That's a carotenoid that gives fruits and vegetables their bright red color, the ones that...
I hope Janet doesn't take offense.
And you love that one. Right. Lycopene fights free radicals that damage cells throughout your body. And listen to this study. In one landmark medical study, researchers at Harvard studied 50,000 men over a six-year period. Is that something I'm making up? Come on. They found lycopene had a, those who took lycopene had a 45% lower risk of developing serious prostate problems.
Yeah.
Lycopene can stop your prostate from swelling up too. It's been shown to protect against abnormal cell growth, not just in your prostate, but throughout your whole body. Isn't that amazing?
And where do you get lycopene? Not from the drug industry.
Never.
But Alive and Well.
That's right. Okay,
Alive and Well has, and I use it regularly, it's a wonderful relief for the prostate.
That's,
because
that,
all males, whether it's human males or equine horse males or canine males, whatever the male species is, goes through the same hormonal upheaval that we go through. And they have the same kinds of other problems, okay? Swollen prostates, irregular urinary habits, all kinds of socially unacceptable bladder problems. But it, natural therapies can help dramatically in helping to rid all the negative aspects and to retain some sort of normalcy and regularity of urinary transmission. That's it.
Right, and he's saying, and I'm going to give you this in a second here, because he's saying that a big study, dozens of men with erection problems took saw palmetto, and in just 8 weeks, their erections and other sexual functions improved by 40% or more.
Beautiful.
According to the medical researchers, quote, "This is one of the first therapies to show a dramatic improvement of prostate symptoms and of sexual dysfunction at the same time." And read about this other thing that they discovered.
Another thing.
Another very important thing that you love, we both love very much.
Here's the hormone story you're not hearing, folks, directly from the doctors, word for word. You'll probably think of vitamin D3 as the bone vitamin, and you're right. But you may not know what it does for your prostate. That's because vitamin D3 converts to a hormone called calcitriol.
Oh, for once you're having trouble pronouncing a word. I like that. Now I don't feel so badly about it, okay? Very good. Okay.
Making fun of me again.
Well, that's the fun.
I mean, I have to put up with this at home all the time.
When I was a little girl, we always had to make fun of the little boys because they were always making fun of us, okay? Always making fun of us.
Well, you're a pretty funny kid. Okay, let's go back to the article. That's because vitamin D3 converts to a hormone called calcitriol, which is similar to your adrenal and sex hormones. And that's why a study published in the prestigious Journal of Urology found that having lower vitamin D3 levels can double your risk of having urinary problems. And you know what, something? Vitamin D is so easy to get. Vitamin D3 at Alive and Well, it's the purest form of vitamin D3 available.
And totally natural, not
totally
the synthetic.
Natural, no synthetics involved.
And yet really high potency, and it's so tiny and easy to take. Go ahead.
But if you were to go out in the sunshine between 11 o'clock and 2 o'clock in the afternoon and not wear a wide-brimmed hat and not wear a tight collared shirt and maybe walking in shorts, you would, if you spent those intermittent minutes within that time frame, you are absorbing vitamin D3.
And if you're not swimming, because if you're swimming, you're washing that stuff off, okay?
Well, that too.
Yeah.
But at the same time, the sun has been around for untold hundreds of billions of years, and now the government tells us, you know the government, they know everything. Well, they say that the sun is dangerous, and that's why they're spraying the air with chemtrails. Chemtrails are full of chemicals, which metal fragments, which reflect the sunlight back into outer space. But then those chemicals and those metal components fall to the earth. And where did they end up? Well, in the water, in the air you breathe, in the soil, taken up by the plants, and the food you eat. The government knows everything, so be careful with all the edicts the government says you have to have.
Right.
Get back to what holistic physicians and what the creator of this whole magnificent universe created, and that is your nutrient. Hippocrates said, let food be your medicine.
And he was no hypocrite. He was the father of modern medicine.
That's right.
That's right.
And but the point is, when Hippocrates said those choice words, plants and crops and food elements were grown in naturally fertilized soil.
Right, no
They didn't have 60,000 chemicals. 60,000 chemicals in our environment going into the soil, into the water, into the plants, into the food, and into your stomach.
You know, and here's Dr. Blaylock.
But let me get back to the article.
Oh, go right ahead. Okay. I want to quote
pardon
Brother
me,
Bill to
Pardon
this.
Me for the diversion. Talking about vitamin D converts to a hormone called calcitriol, which is similar to your adrenal and sex hormones. That's why a study published in the prestigious Journal of Urology found that having lower vitamin D3 levels doubles your risk of having urinary problems. Other studies have found that increasing your vitamin D3 can actually help shrink your prostate and relieve the nasty prostate symptoms. It's phenomenal.
Yes, it is. And Dr. Blaylock, relative to the same topic, goes in here and he quotes 88 medical clinical trials. 88.
Mm-hmm.
Unreal. And he says natural nutrients and plant-based compounds proven to protect against prostate cancer include what we just talked about, the lycopene, astaxanthin, natural vitamin A, quercetin that you and I always talk about,
right,
and curcumin, okay, which we've spent, and low vitamin D3 levels increase prostate cancer risk, as the doctor said.
Okay, he mentioned curcumin.
Right.
Can you talk for a second about curcumin?
And this, and the different specialists go on about curcumin and about how important it is to have it with the bioperine extract, which increases the natural pepper seed mm-hmm. extract because it increases the absorption 1 to 2,000%.
That's right. And curcumin is renowned anti-inflammatory. And as you've heard us mention ad nauseum, that all the holistic physicians, all of medical science admits this much. All disease, every disease known to medical science, is created by chronic inflammation. Inflammation, that's fire. And fire destroys little things, little microscopic things called cells. You can't see a human cell anywhere in your body. Take a human cell, you can't see it unless it's under a microscope. But the excess heat created by the modern food supply and the chemicals and the sugars and the inflammatory components, the safflower, soy, corn, canola, sesame, peanut oils, all those things create inflammation.
Right, right.
Sugar creates inflammation.
Yes.
Inflammation destroys things you can't even see. What are those things? A human cell from
right.
anywhere in your body. You can't see it.
Right.
But when the inflammation burns up the cell, many cells, then the function of that conglomeration of cells is depleted, is compromised.
Yes, and here are two top doctors that say just what you're saying, and three top doctors, actually. Dr. David Jocker saying, and he says that you have to empower yourself to continue on a healing journey. And he says just what you said, chronic inflammation can feel like a relentless shadow over your life. It's the joint pain that greets you each morning, or the afternoon fatigue that turns simple tasks into mountains. But the crux of the matter is that chronic inflammation is the root cause, think of the root, of all deadliest diseases, heart disease, hypertension, diabetes, and cancer. The alarming, he says, rise in chronic inflammatory diseases is more than just a health concern. It's a call to action. 80% of Americans are dealing with chronic condition caused by inflammation. Okay? So that's why we've often spoken about that, and I want you to read this, because this here is a top doctor talking here about this very important issue about inflammation. He is a top doctor right there.
Okay.
Read about that.
Okay, top doctor, it's your turn. Age-related diseases are often inflammation-based, says Dr. Yufang Lin, an integrative medical specialist at the Cleveland Clinic. Antioxidants help neutralize free radicals and stop the damage caused by inflammation.
There, and he's at Cleveland Clinic.
And antioxidants are what? Vitamins, nutrients, vitamin C and vitamin E and acetyl-L-carnitine and R-alpha-lipoic acid and all kinds of natural substances found in foods, but those foods are being bastardized by the chemical industry and their production.
Right, and the high concentration in the nutrients that you take and all the wonderful things for the immune system and stopping the inflammation.
And sugars are at the top of the list.
Right.
Let me go. There's more here.
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, he talks about curcumin again.
Right.
Curcumin.
Says the doctor.
Yeah. Curcumin, the active ingredient in turmeric, blocks the NF-kappa B, a molecule found in cells that turns on genes leading to inflammation. Cardamom boosts antioxidants. And I'm going to go back to curcumin. What is pain power? Why is pain power so effective? Why is so many people come in and say, you know, since I've been taking pain power, my knees feel so much better. I don't have the stiff thumbs and fingers that I had before. And my back is feeling, I had such pain in my back. Why? Well, folks, pain power is comprised of curcumin, primarily curcumin. And aromatase, natokinase, serrapeptidase, and amla, all natural herbal vegetable source anti-inflammatories.
And free of any allergen or any chemical, proven and high concentration, and the ancient Boswellia. Remember?
And the ancient Boswellia
I always think
as well.
Of that with the Mother Mary for thousands of years used.
Frankincense is what they used to call it. It's now called Boswellia.
It's the real thing,
and
yes.
It's the real anti-inflammatory.
Yes.
All of them combined in one formula, all of them completely non-toxic, all of them so effective in reducing inflammation, which is the source of all degenerative diseases, say every scientist in the world.
Right. And so that is just terrific. And you know,
and it's available at Alive and Well.
That's right, thank God. With no side effects whatsoever, okay? And you know,
Let me go back a little. Curcumin, the active ingredient in pain power, blocks the NF-kappa B, a molecule found in cells that turns on genes leading to inflammation. Cardamom boosts antioxidants in the body, like glutathione. Glutathione is enhanced by taking NAC.
That's exactly
and
right.
Milk thistle extract. Helps prevent formation of alpha beta 42, a marker for Alzheimer's disease.
That's really important, the link between these, the nutrients, the one that's so specific in pain power, and stopping the inflammation that causes Alzheimer's.
That's the name
Can't
of
make the
game.
Claim, but we're talking about an inflammatory compound and the link that the doctors are establishing.
And that link is the inflammation, and that inflammation destroys neurotransmitter activity in the brain. And then you get
Okay.
According to specialists, there is ample research that found high absorption turmeric staves off Alzheimer's disease by clearing away beta amyloid protein to prevent the formation of plaque in the brain.
The gummy thickness that prevents those cells from working in the brain and creates that gumminess, and also in the eyesight and in many other areas. Okay.
But when you have that buildup, it kills the nerve brain, the nerve cells.
That's exactly right.
And in the brain, the neurotrophic factor in the brain is instrumental in maintaining, creating new brain cells. And eye cells, and the inflammation kills all that activity.
And this is why this is so miraculous, and that super high absorption form is
of
curcumin.
The pain power does it
all. Okay, that is excellent. And can I go on here with Dr.
Would you please?
Dr. Blaylock, he won't leave a topic when he's talking about prostate and other cancers. This is very important. You need to know this because it's critically important for you to take action against this, okay? I'm quoting the doctor, and he again had 88 clinical trials that he's based on. He has all these numbers, 88. And here I'm quoting him. Dr. Blaylock, MD. Exposure to pesticides, especially in chlorinated forms, dramatically, his word, increases prostate cancer risk for men.
Oh, boy.
Particularly those with a family history of the disease. Study. Studies confirm significantly higher rates of prostate cancer in men who are exposed to chlorine pesticides, quote. In addition, says the doctor, glyphosate, the chemical in the pesticide Roundup, is linked to a severe reduction in sperm count and abnormal sperm and impaired fertility.
Abnormal sperm.
That's right. And impaired fertility in experimental subjects. Mm-hmm. Glyphosate, which is found all over the environment, has also been associated with a number of other cancers.
Of course.
Recent research has found a link between insulin resistance metabolic syndrome and higher rates of prostate cancer. The same thing we were reading about, too, that metabolic syndrome.
Yeah.
In one study, 16,209 men, and these are younger men, aged 40 to 49 years at the beginning of the study, were followed for 27 years. The researchers found that insulin resistance in the form of metabolic syndrome significantly increased the men's risk of developing prostate cancer. Study. Metabolic syndrome is diagnosed when a person has high blood pressure, elevated blood glucose sugar, elevated triglycerides, and obesity in combination. The incidence of metabolic syndrome has increased astronomically. That's his word. Just think about astronomically.
Mm-hmm. That's out of space,
wow,
maybe.
Right into this wild space.
That's right.
In the past 30 years, even among adolescents and young adults. Ingestion of high fructose corn syrup, which is used, says the doctor, in an enormous, his words, number of processed foods and drinks, has been shown to induce, cause metabolic syndrome. Can you read the rest about metabolic syndrome here?
It goes on and on.
In the top of the page.
Word for word, folks, as the doctor wrote it. Metabolic syndrome, as well as individual components of it, are the creator of those conditions. That means it leads to hypertension, obesity, insulin resistance, lipid abnormalities, either alone or in any combination. This is because ingesting high fructose corn syrup causes widespread inflammation. And what is high fructose corn syrup? Sugar from corn.
And how is it disguised? He goes
into
that.
Therefore, consuming a diet of foods prepared with or containing omega-6 oils, as well as eating foods that contain high fructose corn syrup, greatly increases a person's risk of a number of diseases, including prostate cancer.
Yes, and other forms, as he says before. Right?
Yeah,
absolutely.
And because prostate cancer is driven by inflammation, again, inflammation,
that's right,
folks. That's the magic word, inflammation. And pain power puts out the inflammation.
That's right. And staying away from those toxic substances.
Absolutely.
And the poisons.
As I've mentioned so many times, and he goes into it right here, combining with the vegetable oils, the safflower, soy, corn, canola, sesame, peanut, all those pure golden vegetable oils you find on the shelves of a supermarket. They all contain linoleic acid, which is what? Omega-6.
Toxic.
Omega-6 is toxic inflammation.
That's right.
Omega-3 from fish, as you find it alive and well, is anti-inflammatory.
Exactly.
It lubricates.
Right.
It sustains normal function of the cells and the capillaries and arteries throughout your entire body,
right,
including your brain and your eyes and your heart and every other vital organ. Because prostate cancer is driven by inflammation, says the doctor, such a diet could very well convert a slow-growing, contained prostate cancer into a highly aggressive, invasive, deadly malignancy.
Eating those toxic substances,
that's right.
They're saying. And you know, I can't leave that subject, and again, 88 clinical trials. I can't leave that subject without what another doctor is quoting here, Justin, came out right in August, you know, this year, and about another toxic additive, okay? A recent study, this is medical study, they're quoting here, has raised alarms about the safety of erythritol, a widely used artificial sweetener found in many low-calorie products commercially. The study found that drinking a beverage containing erythritol significantly increased the risk of blood clots, which led to heart attacks or strokes. These findings are especially concerning because earlier research has connected erythritol to higher risk of heart problems and death.
Can I just add?
Wait, let me finish.
All right, go
ahead. Dr. Stanley Hazen, the lead author of the study and director of the Center Capitalized for Cardiovascular Diagnostics and Prevention at the Cleveland Clinic, the most highly respected medical clinic, highlighted the impact of erythritol when what it has on platelet activity. Erythritol significantly increased blood clotting in all participants. This understudies saying this erythritol is commonly used in products advertised as healthy alternatives, and they are lies, lies, lies.
Okay. Erythritol creates strokes, but the stroke doesn't happen just all at once. You know, a massive stroke is the end result of many thousands of mini strokes. You've not heard the term mini strokes, I'm sure. But mini strokes happen very early on in an inflammatory condition. They create little subcellular strokes, little microscopic strokes, which then start to accumulate debris in the cell wall or in the blood passageway, the capillary or the arteriole. And pretty soon it gets one little arteriole that's closed off because of many scar tissue mini strokes. But the killer stroke is the result of years of mini strokes.
Right, but they also say the thing about higher risk of heart problems and death.
That's what I'm getting
at. Yeah, that's exactly right.
It isn't one massive stroke. Right. Mini strokes have been occurring for years before the one massive stroke is the final coup de grace.
Exactly right. And, you know, this is so common. This is so common. And, Dr. Oz talking about this, and he was writing up about this medical doctor that's very well known. And he says that common drugs taken for gastroesophageal reflux disease, so-called disease GERD, or acid reflux, such as the proton pump inhibitors Nexium and Prevacid, PPIs, or H2 blockers Tagamet and Pepcid, increase your risk dramatically of migraine headaches. The University of Maryland medical researchers looked at data on 12,000 people and found that those taking these PPIs, acid reflux drugs, were 70% more likely to have migraines than people not taking the medication, and those taking the H2 blockers were at least 40% more likely. And he says here, research shows that more than 60 million Americans suffer from heartburn, and it only gets worse and more frequent, okay? And he goes on to say that this heartburn can lead to severe gastrointestinal issues, even cancers, all of that. And he goes on to say here, heartburn can lead to esophageal cancer, stomach cancer, colorectal cancer, and a fourth lesser known yet equally dangerous cancer. Find out why these common medications are doing more harm than good, says Dr. Oz. Deadly gastrointestinal cancers are increasing dramatically. Heartburn can foretell one of the most aggressive cancers known and is estimated to take 52,000 lives every year, says the doctor. Talk about this.
Okay. Folks, it all has to do with digestion. It all has to do with the fact that digestive enzymes and your guts, the probiotics in your guts, interact intimately, very closely, with your brain, with the rest of your body. Consider this. When you're 6 years old, you don't have acid reflux. When you're 18 years old, you don't have acid reflux. When you're 55 years old, you have acid reflux, or the chances of having acid reflux are increased by 70%. Why 70% by the mid-50s? Because that's when holistic physicians have found that most people, by the time they're mid-50s, have 70% less digestive enzymes and hydrochloric acid than they had when they were much younger. Now, acid is not the villain. Acid is not the culprit. The culprit is age. As you age, you don't make certain components. When you're young, you make hormones up to the sky. When you're in the mid to late 50s and 60s and on up, you don't make those hormones anymore, because the hormones are designed to make you grow and to reproduce, create more new life, okay? But when you're mid-50s, you've lost 70% of your ability to digest food. Why? You don't make the enzymes like you did when you were younger. So, what the medical community has done, what the drug industry has done, is give you antacid drugs to neutralize the hyperacidity of your esophagus, which is a true health challenge, because hyperacidity in your esophagus can lead to throat cancer. So how do you get around that? By increasing, say holistic physicians, by increasing your hydrochloric acid. What? The acid's causing the problem. Why would increasing the acid help the problem? Because your body is designed to create high levels of hydrochloric acid when you're young. And as you get older, you don't make it anymore. So here's the procedure. When you're young, follow this. The food goes from you chew a bite of food. The food goes from your mouth to your throat to your esophagus. From the esophagus, delivers the food to the stomach. And there's a little muscle at the bottom of the esophagus. It's called a sphincter. It's similar to the anus. The anus remains closed except when you really want to have a bowel movement, and then that sphincter opens. Well, when the sphincter opens at the bottom of the esophagus, it empties the food into the stomach. And then the high acid level of the stomach when you're young stimulates the sphincter muscle to squeeze tight again between swallows so the acid doesn't come up your esophagus and give you throat cancer. But as we discussed just a second ago, as you age, that acid production diminishes. And the acid production quantity and potency is much less. It doesn't stimulate the sphincter to close completely. So the acid crawls up your esophagus and gives you throat cancer and heartburn and indigestion and misery, pain. Okay, so the drugs neutralize the acid. But taking the drugs neutralize the acid in the esophagus, they also neutralize the acid in the stomach. And the stomach needs acids and enzymes to digest your food, to break it down, to release those magic things called nutrient cells into your bloodstream to work for your brain and your eyes and your heart and your liver and every other cell.
And not allow the food to rot in your gut and create bacteria and viruses and toxic substances that destroy your alimentary canal and destroy your health.
And by neutralizing the acids in the stomach, you neutralize the digestive capability.
And your assimilation.
That promotes putrefactive bacteria.
Exactly.
And putrefactive bacteria promote constipation and gassiness and fartiness and more stinko. Okay? By using the digestive enzymes, is the holistic physicians say, is the natural source of the cure for the problem.
Right, and I love that fact of super digestizyme about the correct, amazing balance, and even including the bile acids that break down. The liver doesn't do so efficiently as we get older to break down the fats and all other kinds of foods, a broad spectrum.
So the super digestizyme contains all of those components Mona was talking about, and they digest your food like you're 16 years old.
Exactly.
Or 6 or 18 or 25. But by the time you're 55, all the medical science shows that your stomach acid production is diminished, and that allows the acid to creep up your esophagus and give you cancer. By taking the Super Digestizyme, say, holistic physicians, you digest your food like you did when you were 6 or 12 or 18 or 25 or 30. But because it provides the right amount of not just the superior quantity and quality of digestive enzymes, but also of hydrochloric acid. And that causes the sphincter muscle at the bottom of your esophagus to squeeze tight between swallows so the acid doesn't come up your throat and doesn't give you all the negative health.
And, you know, when you're talking about also, we're talking about all these miracle workers, and they are miracle workers. There's another wondrous miracle workers we have to share with you. I know everybody is getting more fluidity of motion, motion fluidity. And this is that miracle that is incredible. It's called eggshell membrane, high potency, alive and well eggshell membrane. And it's that little skin inside a semi-cooked egg where you get that little skin that you see there right near the shell.
Eggshell membrane.
That's exactly right. People often don't understand what that is, you know.
Well, if you're trying to peel a hard-boiled egg, oftentimes the membrane sticks to the white of the egg, and it gives you an imperfect shelling procedure.
And is a wonderful buddy for pain power, stopping the war, correcting everything, stopping the inflammation. Eggshell membrane says, I'm here. I want to recreate what you don't make after your mid, I'm sorry about this, I'm the mid-40s, but again, not my fault. And that is, the eggshell membrane gives us back a beautiful mobility, that fluid movement that we had when we were
kids
and everything.
Because it creates ligaments and tendons,
creating ligaments and tendons,
tissue.
That's right.
All that good stuff.
You got to take this because even as it says that all medical studies have shown that it creates a greater flexibility in 7 to 10 days.
Yeah.
That is wondrous. It's really marvelous, and it's again no toxicity. Really healthy. Really wonderful. Eggshell membrane, alive and well, has the high potency eggshell membrane, and I love that. And I think we want to be mobile. It doesn't mean that you have to dance around the room, okay? I mean, I liked to dance when I was an actor, when I was young, and it was a real important to dance around the room, okay? But I still like to be able to have the fluidity to dance in a mobile and motion, okay? I'd like that very much. Not choppy, not dicey, but mobile in motion.
Yeah.
And remember, in the war, pain power, stopping the war, the inflammation, the destruction, and everything. And we got the buddy. Remember, every great hero still has a buddy. And the buddy of eggshell membrane is really fabulous. You got to try this.
Well, it restores the natural function of the joint. The pain power puts out the fire, the inflammation, relieves the pain, reduces the destructive components that are acting on your body, and the eggshell membrane and good protein source with your meals creates the new ligaments and tendons and connective tissue, which make a fluidity to your knees and your hips and your fingers and wherever else you used to have fluidity.
And I'll bet that eggshell membrane, it was great, again, even for the face and the tissues
skin.
Around the face,
yes,
the skin and everything,
tissue.
Because there's a definite connection with that. And it's so important. And we've gotten in, you've got to come in and ask us at Alive and Well, because we have a wonderful new line that we've got in here, and it's a thyroid-specific natural formulation, and for hypothyroid, improving the thyroid function, we now have all natural, all safe, all terrifically healthy, the thyroid-specific formulations, okay, for low thyroid, adjusting, balancing, a whole host of them. So come
because
in and ask
we
us
don't,
about...
As we age, we don't burn calories like we did when we were younger. So those calories add up to excess weight gain. And the excess weight gain affects our circulation, the arteries and the capillaries and the heart. It affects the liver negatively. It affects everything negatively. And even children at this day and age have a diet that is so negative that we have more fat kids than we ever had before in history. People around the world point out to someone who's traveling, say, oh, that's an American. That person's from America. How do they know? Because so many overweight Americans are traveling, and they're so readily picked out simply because they are so overweight. It's just that simple. Stay away from the junk. Eat real organic vegetables. Eat real Alaskan salmon and cod and all the different wonderful seafood from Alaska, not from the Atlantic, because so many Atlantic seafoods are farm-raised. And farm-raised seafood just doesn't have... They're fed the same stuff that pigs and chickens are fed in the commercial industry. And that is grains.
Right.
And that's high in inflammatory fats.
And another big study I can't go without touching, medical study, and because, you know, Alive and Well has been very completely obsessed with the super pure, high-intensity omega-3 fish oils. Mm-hmm. And we've got a really high concentration, great price, high concentration, super pure fish oils. And here's the big medical study, that the super pure fish oil helps at-risk seniors prevent Alzheimer's. And they put on this whole big study that the super pure, I'm quoting, fish oil supplements help high-risk seniors stave off Alzheimer's disease, a medical study now finds. Older people with a higher genetic risk of Alzheimer's experience much slower breakdown of their brain nerve cells if they took these fish oils, researchers reported in the medical journal this August. These people carry the APOE4 gene variant, which increases risk of Alzheimer's associated with an earlier set of onset, according to National Institute on Aging. And the fact that neuronal nerve integrity breakdown was slowed in people in this clinical trial with the omega-3s who are at high risk warrants a much larger clinical for all kinds of diverse populations in the future. The neurology instructor with the McCants Center for Brain Health at Massachusetts General Hospital, and they aged 75 and older, and gave them this particular fish oil. They improved brain function in all people with memory problems, researchers said in their analysis. Okay,
this and is I, just. I want to point out, if I may, that there are so many. excuse me. There's so many reports coming out by leading medical authorities that mail-order vitamins are woefully deficient in potency. What they say on the label isn't what you get in the capsule. Some products are even sent out with sawdust instead of nutrients, okay? You don't find that at Alive and Well. Alive and Well is guaranteed to be the highest quality nutritional supplements you could possibly get anywhere in the world.
That's right.
We go to great strength. We've been in the business for 56 years, 60 years, and we've found new suppliers who give us full potency, purity, organic, whatever the label says is what you're going to get.
And you come to Alive and Well and you get all these wonderful services and all these wonderful products and the magnificent foods that you get at the Broth Cafe. Call our 877-4950, 877-4950 for any of our wonderful services. We can be sending the products to you. We can be having all the great foods ready at the Broth Cafe. You want to party, you want to take it home, you want it to be ready when you get there, all of that. And you can also set up a time, 877-4950 with Dennis or Mona. We're not doctors. Don't pretend to be. We don't charge any money. Just give you wonderful information as we're sharing now in a very comfortable area. But call and make a time, 877-4950, so we're there for you.
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you folks one more time that
optimum
health
is
alive and well
in Kahului. Aloha.